I'm Anne-Marie Barker, the leader of Woking Borough Council.
Good to speak to you, Anne-Marie. And we're going to talk about toilets, but the changing places toilets. Now, one of these has just opened at Woking Station. So first of all, I wonder, I know you were there for the opening. Could you tell me a bit about what a changing places toilet is?
Yeah, certainly. I first came across that several years ago now when a colleague of mine put a motion through the council to make sure that changing places toilets were put into new buildings in Woking. And I found out then that they are accessible toilets for people who will need some assistance to use toilet facilities. So they have a bit more space in them. They have a hoist in them. They have a changing table like you might have for a small child, but something that moves up and down to different heights to serve older children and adults. And they're a real godsend, I understand, to those who need the facilities when they're out and about.
Absolutely. I mean, this is, you know, not just a disabled or accessible toilet. It's described, I think, as an enhanced toilet facility. So like you say, you've got the hoist, people that need, you know, to use those sort of facilities. The fact that if it's not there, it could mean that they can't go out and they can't access the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they have to plan their journeys really carefully. One of the people at the opening is a wheelchair user, and she mentioned that, you know, she could probably do about 4 hours out, so she'd have to plan her journeys as to how long she could be out and then make sure she was back in time. So having something like this at the station just makes life so much easier for her.
Yeah, and this is the first Woking, you know, the first on the South Western Railway network to have one of these toilets as well. So that's an accolade for Woking, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a real accolade for Woking. And I was told by one of the South Western Railway people at the opening that it makes Woking the most accessible station on the network, or certainly at least one of the most accessible, because we have got the lifts to all platforms, which are quite good sized lifts. So, you know, you can get things like wheelchairs and some of the larger mobility scooters will go in there. So it does mean that Woking is a really open place and you know, easy access for those who need extra help to get around. In addition to the accessible toilet, Woking also has a calm room at the station as well, which is a lovely quiet space for those who might be particularly affected by the noise or the hustle and bustle of a busy station like Woking. They can sit in that slightly quieter environment, and it's lovely, really, really calming. Quiet space, so much better than the main noisy station.
Yeah, so this is one of three that are on the South Western Railway network, calming spaces. I mean, there's lots, you sort of hear lots of these kind of ideas around, you know, calm spaces, quiet spaces at places like theatres and shopping centres. But to have it at a station, I mean, like you say, it's so busy, that can become overwhelming. Yeah, it can be a real issue.
Could, that's right, yes. I know it's a great space. You can still hear, obviously, the rail announcements. It's not perfect peace and quiet, but it's certainly an improvement, I would think, on the very busy station environment.
Yeah, and I gather, you know, with the opening of the new changing places toilet, that's now available for customers to use. The staff have been learning to use it as well. So there's going to be that additional support if people, you know, need it to access and use the facilities.
Yes, that's great. That's great, isn't it? That staff have been trained in it. And I met a few of the South Western Railway people. There's a guy that's been a big part in making the changing places toilet happen, who looks after those sorts of things across the South Western Trains network. But a lot of the other staff at the station and the staff that work with the station, they were all so keen and so excited about it, and really keen that they had this facility to offer. So really good to see such a positive approach to it and wanting to make it open and accessible to people.
Absolutely. And as we mentioned, you know, lots of things being done to make Woking Station accessible. Something else, you know, step three access with the lifts. We talked about that. And also some work with Dementia Friends as well, I believe, you know, looking at some of the signs and making them sort of accessible for people with dementia to find, you know, things like bins and stuff like that. That's really cool.
Yes, that's right. They're doing some work in that area as well. So another step to make Woking even more accessible and friendly to anybody with any sort of disability. Really, yeah, really fantastic work.
And hopefully, you know, this is something that people can look at what Woking's doing and think, you know, across the other stations, you know, as, you know, the opportunity comes up to fit these toilets and get these facilities in more and more stations. I think it's something that's going to sort of grow, you know, as we see the demand and the usage.
Yes. I'm sure there will be more. They were talking about where else they might be able to get them. Obviously, it's a gradual rollout as funding allows.
Yes.
One thing that seems strange that was mentioned to me during the opening was that Waterloo does have a changing places toilet once you get to London, if that's your destination, but it's down some steps.
Oh, okay.
Maybe improving the Waterloo facilities might be another good point as well to both have one and make it easily accessible to people.
I mean, I suppose it's hard with, if you've got a network of stations that have been around for a long time, and, you know, it's trying to weigh up, make it accessible, which is really important, but also, you know, the sort of limitations on these older buildings. So, like you said, it's going to be a gradual thing, but definitely positive steps. How many of these changing places toilet facilities do we have in Woking? There's one in the cinema, isn't there, as well, I believe.
That's right. There's one in the Nova Cinema and the New Victoria Theatre, just the one in those two places. There's also one in Victoria Place in the shopping centre, the new shopping centre. There's one at Linkable, which you might expect, obviously, where there is help and support and activities provided for young people with particular disabilities there. And then just outside of the borough, but places that people would use quite a lot from Woking, there's one at RHS Wisley. The gardens there, which is good, and there's one at Tesco's in Brooklands again, which is just outside the borough, but another place that people right across the Woking borough would use. So yeah, there are a few around the place.
Yeah, and I believe there's you know, facility online, maybe an app I think you can get on your phone, so you can find out where these are. So if you're sort of,
yes, there's a whole sort of whole website of it. You can look them up and see where your nearest one is, or check out whether there is a facility at any location that you might be traveling to. That's really, really useful.
And this is so positive, as we say, you know, it gives people a chance to, you know, have the comfort, the dignity, the space, and, you know, be able to access the community and be able to get out the house and not kind of face that barrier of not having toilet facilities. So a real positive step, and it's great that this is happening in Woking.
Yeah, definitely really good. And I must say, I mean, I turned up to the opening because I was invited to go along. But part of that is because I've been sitting as a councillor representative this year on the Woking Access group.
Oh,
and that's a group of residents which is supported by the council. We help sort of facilitate their meetings, take minutes for them and so on. But it's chaired by Cliff Bush, someone you've probably come across in your work before, John, who does an amazing amount of work. And I know he and his colleagues on that group have worked really hard over a number of years to secure the Changing Places toilet. So all praise to them and to South Western Railway for making that happen.
And you mentioned the Access group. I mean, what else is the Access group sort of up to? What other areas are they looking at the moment?
So I know we had raised at the last meeting, they had a few concerns about some of the shops in Woking. So what happens sometimes is a shop that is accessible, so you know, you can just glide in a wheelchair, for example, or a mobility buggy, and it's all flat. Someone comes along, takes over a shop, and they change the entrance, and it's not so accessible anymore. So having a look at that to make sure we can try and encourage people to keep shops accessible all the time. They've also been looking at the facilities in Victoria Place. So we want a charging point for mobility scooters when people are shopping there, because their batteries can run out while they're out shopping, for example, and they need a space. So trying to find the best location to make sure one of those gets installed at the moment. Looking at what might come in Shearwater as the new regeneration project that rolls out there, so facilities there, the health facilities is also being looked at. So yeah, it's a really positive group that will look at what's coming up. They get consulted on new things that are coming up, but also obviously looks back to see anything that's raised and what's happening. Another recent point was access to some of the coffee shops that tend to have quite big, heavy doors, and making sure that they've got those push buttons on the outside so people can get in and out of the door easily without having to wait for somebody else to open it if they you know, are in a wheelchair, mobility buggy, or you know, perhaps using crutches or other aid to be walking.
I mean, that's really positive. And the Access group, that's involving people who actually, you know, have disabilities themselves,
yes.
Presumably. So that, I mean, that's a positive step, because, you know, they're able to share their lived experiences and say the things that kind of they come across and the barriers that they find when they're accessing the community. So that is so important, giving them that voice.
Exactly, yeah. And there's a range of people with all sorts of different disabilities on the group, so it's really well represented, really good forum to bring things up. I hadn't been a council rep on the group before, although I was aware of it. So with a little bit more time in the daytime, as I've given my time now to leave the council, I was quite keen to put myself onto that group and just make sure I fully understood the issues, really, and made sure that we were dealing with any problems that community might have, and improving things, making things better going forwards, make it easy for people to get around.
So positive. And if we want to find out more about, the access group, maybe someone would like to get involved, how do we do that?
So there is a website for the Access Group, I guess. I think they have a website. They're certainly available through Volunteer Woking. They're always looking for volunteers to help them and join them and join in with them. So perhaps the Volunteer Woking website, just Google Volunteer Woking, would be the best place to get in touch or give them a call as well.